各位弟兄姐妹还有来宾，大家平安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
我们常常喜欢听到说啊，哪里有好消息。
We like to hear about good news when they're being shared.
今天我要分享是从神来的好消息。
And today I want to share with you a good news that is from God.
你看那个英文还是中文，它写福音啊，神的福音，福音就是好消息。
When we read the word gospel means good news.
有一个英文字哦，就是 gossip， 就是讲闲话啊。有时候我们的很多好消息是事实上是不是真的好消息，只是一些闲话而已。
Sometimes what we consider as news being shared around, they are actually gossips. They're not gospel.
但是从神来的好消息才是真正的最好的、最重要的。
But when the true good news comes from God, then we can say that indeed it is the gospel, it is the good news.
是每一个人都需要的。
It will be something that everyone would need.
如果我们是基督徒，不但我们得着了，而且我们的儿女，而且我们亲戚朋友，他们也很需要。
Not only is it good for me, but it would be good for my family, my parents, my children, and my friends around me.
如果你有圣经，请你打开罗马书第一章一到十节。
If you have your Bibles with you, please turn to Book of Romans, chapter 1, verses 1 through 10.
从第一章的第一节到第五节当中，就有十个这好消息的非常独特的特性。
From verses 1 through 5, we can already see 10 different good news or characteristics of the good news that is being listed there.
是其他的好消息没有办法比喻的，相比的。
There are no other gospels that can compare to this.
我很快的跟他讲一下。
I'd like to quickly go over them with you.
这个好消息从第一节第二节到第三节里面有五个，第一个是跟神的先知有关系的。
In verses 1 through 3,First, we see that the good news has to do with prophets.
神借着先知把好消息告诉世界上的人。
Through the prophets, God shared His God's good news with men.
第二个，神借着他的圣经，忠实的几千年来把好消息这样一代一代的传递下来。
Then, through the Holy Scripture, throughout generations, God had used His word to share the good news with men.
让每一代的人都可以去得着
，so that every generation can receive from God，
因为里面充满了神的应许神要赐给世人的那些恩典都写在里面
，because the Bible contains all of God's promises and all of His blessings that He is going to give to man，
而且上帝讲的话都应验了，因为他圣经里面自己就有证明。
And we know that God's promises come true because even within the scripture, we see the fulfillment of these promises.
最大的应验就是耶稣基督的到来。
And the greatest fulfillment of God's promises is the coming of Jesus Christ.
因为神说我们世界上的人就是罪人，他是圣洁的神，所以我们没有办法得到他的恩典。
The Bible says that Jesus is the Son of God and that because we are sinners,that we are unable to receive from the blessings of God because of sin.
但是神要做一件大事，就让耶稣基督来，他神来做人，担当我们的罪，死在十字架上，来挪去我们罪的刑罚。
But he sent his son, Jesus Christ, who is sinless, he sent him into this world to become like man, so that he can die on the cross, shed his blood, so that he may wash away our sins, and so that we may be made righteous in him.
但是耶稣死了以后，第三天又从死里复活，又跟门徒生活四十天，又升天。
Jesus died on the cross, but after 3 days he rose again, and he spent 40 days with his disciples on earth before his ascension into heaven.
有一天他还要再来。
And one day he will come again.
所以你看，世界上所有宗教都没有一个像基督徒这样庆祝救主的降生、救主的受难。救主的复活，救主的升天，还要再来。
And there is no other religion that has the belief and the background of Christianity that says that their God, Jesus Christ, will come back again, and that He will come again, He will save men, and He will bring us into heaven.
所以神最大的应许就是说，他要跟我们人在一起。
And so the greatest promise from God is that He wants to be with us.
我们现在来看第一节到第三节。Let's
take a look at verses 1 through 3.
你可以看上面的经文，我来念中文，你可以看英文。We'll
read in Chinese. We ask the English-speaking brothers and sisters to follow along.
我们大家一同来念。来，耶稣基督的仆人保罗，奉召为使徒，特派传神的福音。 这福音是神从前借众先知在圣经上所应许的，论到他儿子，我主耶稣基督，按肉体说，是从大卫后裔生的。好，我们就先念到第三节哈。你看，这里提到我们的好消息是有神拣选的独特的人来传扬他。
So you see, the gospel or the good news is given to us from God through the specific people that He selected.
保罗说他是耶稣基督的仆人，一方面指到他的谦卑，一方面解到他是神仆人的荣耀。Paul
called himself a servant of Christ. On the one hand, describes his humility, but on the other hand, it describes the honor that he has in his service to God.
他还说他是福音的使者，就好像代表神一样，一边讲到他的特权，一方面讲到他的责任。
And then on the other hand, he called himself the gospel, the apostle for the gospel of God. On the one hand, talks about his responsibility. On the other hand, it talks about the glory in that service.
你看耶稣基督在世的时候拣选的这些门徒都是渔夫，一些小民，没有学问的。
When Jesus selected his disciples, we know that the men that he chose are people of no means and of humble background. These are fishermen.
但是他们，你看约翰所学出来的约翰福音，却是里面充满了非常深奥的神学的道理。But
when we read the epistles written by these disciples, such as John, we see that the writing contains very deep and very insightful messages.
所以上帝 恩典可以使用任何人，让这个最谦卑的人成就最荣耀的事情。
So God's grace, when it comes to men, even the most humble person can be elevated and be used for God's glory.
当然也可以让最有学问的人，最有地位的人也成为他的仆人。
Of course, it also means that someone who is extremely knowledgeable or of a high regard, they can also be used by God.
保罗就是这样的人。
And Paul was such a person.
他在当时候的时代里面，是所有犹太人里面所有年轻人所羡慕的所有的特质都在他身上。Paul
was such a person. During that time, Paul was a person who holds a high regard from the people, and among the younger generation, he was a person that they would aspire to be.
他一生下来就是罗马的公民。He
was born as a Roman citizen.
他在最好的老师加马列的门下受教育。He
studied under the most respected teacher at the time, Gamaliel.
他跟大祭司最高的宗教领袖是好朋友。He
was very close friends with a high priest.
他在还没有认识耶稣以前是逼迫基督徒的。Before he came
to know the Lord Jesus Christ, he was one who severely persecuted Christians.
他还以为他逼迫基督徒是在服侍神。In
his mind, persecution of the Christians was the highest calling in the service of God.
但是当他有一次要逼迫基督徒的时候，神的耶稣的光光照他，他就从马骑马在马上跌下来，然后瞎了眼。后来他才认识说，原来他逼迫基督徒的时候就逼迫了耶稣。During
one of his trips on his way to persecuting the church, he met the Lord Jesus Christ, and he fell and he became blind so that the Lord would use him.
所以从此以后，他就舍下一切跟随耶稣基督。And
so from that moment onward, he gave up everything that he considered as good and he followed Jesus.
他在当时代是最有学问的 法利赛人就是圣经学者最有地位的，他是公会的会员，还有最有知识的，最有头脑的一个知识分子。
He was a Pharisee, which was the most respected and extremely knowledgeable religious teacher during that time, and he was part of the member of the Sanhedrin, which is the ruling party of the Jews, and so he had power, he had respect.
但是他为了耶稣基督，他放弃了这一切，他宁可为了耶稣基督把一切都放下来。
But once he came to know Jesus Christ, he gave up all of these things in his life so that he may follow Christ.
他说，我为了得着基督，我把万事看作粪土。
He says, in order that I may have Christ, I see all these things that I have as rubbish.
我们今天读的罗马书就是他传道了二十几年的一个精华。
And what we read in the book of Romans is really the culmination of the summary of all the experiences that Paul had with his Lord.
以前那个我们很多美国的刚开始很多有名的大学都是基督教机构所成立的。
In the United States, many of the oldest, the most respected colleges and universities were started as seminaries.
就像哈佛啦，就像耶鲁大学。
Such as Harvard and Yale.
还有普林斯顿也是一样。
Princeton was the same way.
那时候所有的他们有一个传统，就所有的哈佛的法学院的毕业生要毕业的时候，要把罗马书从头从第一章到第十六章哦。但十六章都要背下来。
There used to be a tradition at Harvard is that if you're to graduate from its law school, then one requirement is that you must memorize and be able to recite Romans chapter 1 through 16.
因为罗马书是所有的圣经里面逻辑性最强的，不要说只有圣经，在全世界所有的，如果把圣经当作一个作品，文学作品来看，它是非常有逻辑 的 一本书，所以他们训练律师要逻辑思考的时候，就要求他们要背完罗马书才可以毕业。
Because the book of Romans is a book that is the most highly logical writing, not only in the Bible, but in the literatures around the world, if the Bible was treated as a literature. And in order to train the logical thought process of the lawyers, they use this as a tool to train them.
所以很多人读罗马书的时候觉得说，哎呀，好像读来读去，很多的地方都不明白。
And so many people, when they come in contact with the book of Romans, trying to read it and to understand it, and they realize that it's difficult.
但是如果我们肯谦卑下来，求圣灵来帮助我们，都可以明白。
But if we humble ourselves before God and before the Holy Spirit, we can be taught through this book.
如果我们要传福音或是要对我们的信仰有更深一步的认识，罗马书是一个非常对我们非常的一个好的一个训练，一个好的一个装备。
Whether it's to prepare ourselves for sharing the gospel or for edification in our own spiritual life, the book of Romans has a lot to offer.
当然今天哈佛大学已经慢慢的离开神，他们已经没有这样的一个传统，需要律师背完才能够毕业。
Of course, today, Harvard is no longer a Christian school, and no longer are there law school graduates required to memorize the book of Romans.
有一次我问一个以前我在北方一个弟兄一个年轻人，他是读哈佛的 law school， 我就问他说，哎，听说你们以前有这个传统，是不是？你跟我查证一下。他说是真的。
And I knew a brother who went to Harvard Law School, and I actually asked him about this. I said, I heard of this tradition that the law school students, graduates, have to memorize the book of Romans. Can you check with me to see if this indeed was a tradition? And he says, yes.
他们的训练非常的严格。我说，他是说，哇，读那个学校真的是非常的非常的辛苦。
He says, that school is very demanding, and it was very difficult to study through the curriculum.
但是我们的考试都是 open book, 随便你去翻书的。
He says, our exams are all open book.
那我不是说那不是很好吗？他说哦，那个才不要，我才不要考那个 open book。
He says, well, isn't that good? It becomes easier, right? But he said, no. Actually, I hate it. I hate the open book exams.
他有时候给你一本书哈，你从来没有看过了，他就给你一本500页或是1000页，都在两个小时里面哦，他有一大堆考题，你不但要看它，还要做题目。你看
，The open book exam is when they give you a book that may be 500 pages or 1,000 pages, and within 2 hours, you need to find answers on the exam in this book.That you've never read before.
所以你看我们的福音，神所托付他的人去写的，都是非常独特的。
And so the gospel or the good news from God was entrusted and written down by men that God has specially selected.
这里提到说福音的独特性是神的先知，还有圣经本来就是非常独特的。
And here it highlights here it highlights the specialness of the gospel, being that it is given through the prophets, and of course, the word of God, the Holy Scripture itself, is very special.
那里面最特别的，我们来看第三节。
One of the uniqueness about this, about the gospel, let's take a look, it's in verse 3.
他说论到神的儿子耶稣基督按肉体说在人看起来他好像是从大卫后裔生的，但是按圣善的灵来说是从死里复活，显明是神的儿子。
Verses 3 and 4 says, regarding his son, who as to his human nature was a descendant of David, and who through the spirit of holiness was declared with power to be the son of God, by his resurrection from the dead.
他这里提到耶稣是 one person, two nature, 他是有神跟人，完全的人又完全的神，神性两个完美的结合在一起。
Here it says that Jesus is a person with two natures, that while he is one person, he has both the nature of God and the nature of man.
因为他是神来做人，所以他没有罪，所以他才可以代替我们世界上的每一个人付上罪的代价。
Because he is a man with the nature of God, therefore he is a man without sin. And because he is a man without sin, therefore he is able to pay the price of sin for you and me.
因为他是神，从死里复活，所以他的救恩就可以救历世历代每一个时代的人。
Because of his divine nature, because he is God, therefore the salvation that he accomplished is able to save all men from generation to generation.
当然，这种经验是超过我们人类的思维。
Of course, this type of experience and reality is beyond our human comprehension.
所以，圣经为了让我们能够相信，他就一开始就找到耶稣诞生之前就应验说：“哦，如果是救世主耶稣来，神来做人的话，他要生在哪里？他要怎么做什么事？他要怎么死？”死的方式是怎么样，要第几天就复活等等，都事先写好了。
And because this is so incomprehensible from the human's perspective, therefore God had dispatched his prophets to prophesy about the place, the time of the birth, and the signs that they can use to recognize the birth of Jesus, the birth of the Savior.
所以基督徒的信仰不是一个盲目的相信。
And so, Christianity as a religion is not blind faith.
因为神把要发生的事情事先就先写过一次，让它发生以后，我们相信说，哦，耶稣就是基督。
Because God allowed, God prophesied or wrote down the promises that He would have in Jesus, so that when Jesus came to this world, people can see Him and recognize that indeed this is the plan of God.
不但是这样。我们圣经好像是这样，把耶稣要来的剧本先写好，然后演过一次让我们看，然后把以色列人的历史先写好，演过一次给我们看，因为我们基督徒要经历的就跟以色列人经历的是一模一样的。
So in order for us to be able to have faith in God, it's as if God wrote down the play, or wrote down the script for the coming of Christ.He writes it so we may know it, and then we see Christ coming in fulfillment of the writing, in fulfillment of the script. Similarly, God wrote down the history of the Israelites. He writes it down so we know it, and then we can see it, and then we can believe it. Because, in fact, as Christians, we will have the similar experiences as the Israelites.
第四到第五节就提到说，神的显现，耶稣的钉十字架，还有复活，还有五旬节的时候，那天圣灵降临，福音开始爆炸性的传扬。
Verses 4 and 5 talks about the coming of the Holy Spirit, and it talks about the Pentecostal experience, and it talks about the explosion of the gospel and salvation being shared among the known world.
其实那个圣灵的降临五旬节在约珥书早就预言了。
But the fact is, the coming of the Holy Spirit and of the Pentecost is already been foretold in the book of Joel.
所以你看圣经第四节就讲说，按圣上的灵说，因从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
And that's why it says in verse 4, through the Spirit of holiness was declared that the Son of God would come with power by his resurrection from the dead.
一方面是讲说圣灵感动的先知约珥写下来，一方面耶稣基督的复活这件事情神借着圣灵降下来，在五旬节的时候让人去经历的时候，神是真实的。
By the coming, by the moving of the Holy Spirit, Joel wrote down the event of the coming of the Holy Spirit and the experience at Pentecost. And then after it's written down, people know about it. Then the time of Pentecost came, the Holy Spirit came, and the explosion of gospel took place, so that men can experience what had been written down, what the promises of God had, what the promises of God is.
如果有人就想说，如果你要在世界上创立一个新的宗教，你应该要怎么做呢？
People will say, if you want to create a religion, what would you do?
你应该做一个一个宣传说你们的救主是怎么样降生在一个荣耀的王宫里面啊，等等等等然后传扬他，然后说不定就会很多人会去相信。
You may start first with a marketing campaign and describing how a savior would be born. It may be born in a palace under which king, and so people may come to know this person, and then they would start to believe.
那你看，基督徒所传扬的耶稣基督，你看他说他是无产阶级他降生的时候在马槽里面，也没有自己的皇子，然后他也没有受过当时候的什么教育，然后他又是被人家钉十字架，好像是个最卑微、最没有身份的人。
But what is the Savior that the Christianity is preaching about, wanting people to believe? He is a man of no means. He owned no material things. He was born in a manger. He doesn't have a big house. He had received no education, not even mentioned the best education of the time. He is someone who is not respectable. He is someone who is lowly.
当耶稣被钉十字架的时候，他所有的门徒几乎都跑掉了，只剩下约翰跟几个妇女。
And after Jesus was arrested, all of his disciples ran away from him. The only few that were left was John and Peter and a few other women.
然后当耶稣复活的时候，他只有120个门徒，只有120个都是没有学问的小民。
After Jesus' resurrection, the number of disciples that followed him were a mere 120, and almost all of them were people who are uneducated.
而且他们传扬的说你看我们的救主是被钉十字架又复活了，那对罗马人来讲被钉十字架是最羞耻的事情。
Then they preach this Savior who they say had been crucified and is now resurrected, but to the Romans, anyone who has been crucified on the cross are people who are the most despicable, and they're people who are criminals.
然后对犹太人来讲，如果耶稣是救主是弥赛亚，他应该像荣耀的王这样的来。
And to the Jews, if they were expecting a Savior or a Messiah, he should come as a glorious king.
让以色列人能够推翻罗马人的统治，成为世界最强大的荣耀的国家。
He would be a king who would lead the Jews to overthrow the Roman Empire, and that the Jews will become the most powerful nation in the world.
所以没有人想到这一小群的人，他们去传福音的时候，后来没有经过多少年的时候，整个当时的罗马世界都被他们翻转过来了。
And unbeknownst and totally unexpected by anyone, this small group of 120 people, the moment they went out and started to share the gospel, started to spread the gospel, this gospel message and the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ spread like wildfire and completely disrupted the entire Roman Empire.
因为这是福音是真实的，是真实的信仰。
Because this gospel, this good news is the true gospel.It is the true message. It is the true faith in God.
所以保罗就提醒这些门徒啊，他在这里第六节到第七节有两个提醒，还有两个祝福。
And so in verses 6 and 7, there are two reminders and two blessings.
他说我们成了基督徒啊，是何等的恩典。
It talks about how great it is and what a greatblessing it is to become children of God.
第六节，我们一同来念第六跟第七，来，其中也有你们这蒙召属耶稣基督的人，我写信给你们在罗马为神所爱奉召做圣徒的众人，愿恩惠平安从我们的父神并主耶稣基督归于你们。他这里有两个蒙召，一个是蒙召属耶稣基督的人，第二个是蒙召做圣徒的人。
So here in these two verses 6 and 7, we see the word called being used twice. Once, it is being called to belong to Jesus Christ. The other one is to be called to be among the saints.
有些人讲说，哎，这两个蒙召有什么特别呢？
So some may ask, what's special about these two callings?
保罗在这里特别 提醒门徒说，我们最特别，我们基督徒最特别的身份就是属耶稣的人。
Paul here highlights the uniqueness of the identity of the Christians, of the believer, is to say that we belong to Christ.
因为他自己知道，他所有的成就，他的愿意把它放下来，他是所有当时犹太人的年轻人所梦想的一个偶像，但是他愿意放下来，因为知道属于耶稣基督比什么都重要。
Paul recognized that even though he has the respect of all the younger generation because of his education, because of his knowledge and his position in the community, that while everything he has is respectable and is desired by all, but yet none of these things.Are considered by him as valuable because he's willing to give up everything that he has and that he is so that he may belong to Christ.
如果一个没有耶稣基督的人，不论我们在世上多少的成就、名利、地位，到有一天通通都是空的。
As children of God, we all recognize that no matter what we have in this world, whether it is our accomplishments, it's our achievements.Or it is our possessions, none of these things will last, and none of these things mean much in eternity.
所以保罗在以弗所书就告诉我们了，第一章他说，你看我们在耶稣基督里面，我们成为神在万事以前就拣选了我们。
And that's why Paul in Ephesians chapter 1 tells us that God chose us before the beginning of time.
我们在耶稣基督里面罪得赦免，就得着了儿子神儿子的名分。
That because we receive the forgiveness of sin in the name of Jesus Christ, we receive the inheritance as the children of God.
我们在耶稣基督里面，神就把天上各样的祝福就赐给我们。
And so all the blessing and all the fullness that is from God, that is from heaven, would be ours to have.
我们在耶稣基督里面，神就赐给我们圣灵，那圣灵是我们将来得基业的凭据。
And so that with it,We receive all things from heaven, all the blessings, including the inheritance of the Holy Spirit.
有一个大富翁，他收藏了很多很多的名贵的画。
There was a wealthy man who has a vast collection of expensive art.
他当他过世的时候，他就委托他的律师替他拍卖他那些收藏的一些名画。
After he died, his lawyer.Followed his will and went ahead and started to auction off these art pieces.
当然了，像如果你有一个梵谷的，最近好像创了一个记录，他是 那大溪地的女人那一幅画好像卖了上亿的美金哈，好像。
And of course, among them would be pieces like the Van Gogh piece of the woman in Tahiti, or the Tahitian woman. And I think recently, if you know anything, that in auction, these art pieces would be sold for hundreds of millions of dollars.
所以一开始的时候啊，很多的收藏家就来要来参加这个拍卖。
And so, of course, when the art piece is being auctioned, then all these collectors would be there bidding for the art.
然后第一张拿出来了，他们一看，哎，这张画的不错，但是并不是什么有名的名画。
Well, they look at the art pieces and they say, well, these are nice pieces, but they are not particularly any famous pieces.
是画了一个年轻人。
There was a piece of art in it, contained a drawing of a young man.
所以拍卖官拍卖的时候，很多人就没有兴趣要去买。
And so, of course, when this art was being auctioned off,there weren't much interest.
但是有一个人说 我买。
But then one person went ahead and bid for it.
拍卖官就打个锤说 OK, 卖给你的，不过今天的拍卖就结束了。
So the auctioneer says, well, there's only one bid. OK, this piece will belong to you, and this will conclude today's auction.
那其他人就想说，我们等着后面那些好的名画啊，为什么就结束了？
Well, and then the auctioneer said, we conclude the auction today, and all the other collectors said, well, we're waiting for the good pieces to be auctioned off. Why is it that you're going to close the auction today?
那拍卖人说，根据这个富翁的遗嘱，只要有人买了这一幅他儿子的画，所有的我的那些名画留下来的，都是属于买到了他儿子的画的那一个人的。
And the auctioneer responded by saying, well, according to the will of this rich man, it is that whoever bought this piece of art, which is drawn by his son, then the rest of the art collection will belong to the one who won the bid.
圣经说有了耶稣基督的人，他就有了神一切的丰富。
And the Bible says, whoever has the Son, Jesus Christ, will have the fullness of God.
因为神一切的丰富都有形有体的耶稣基督里面。
Because the full blessing of God is in the person of Jesus Christ.
所以有些人说你看那些耶和华见证人，他说我们信神，但是不要耶稣，可以不可以
？And so we hear these Jehovah's Witnesses say we believe in Jesus, but we don't believe in God. Is that possible?
所以不可以，我们一定要接受耶稣基督做我们的救主，还有做我们的人生的主。
No, it's not possible, because in order for us to know God, we must know His Son, Jesus Christ, and He needs to be our Savior and the Lord of our lives.
所以耶稣基督我们蒙召让得救了成为耶稣基督的人。
And so for those of us who received the grace of God and received the salvation to become a child of God,
是我们蒙恩的一个基础，一个开始。
That is only the beginning and the starting point of our faith journey.
第二个要蒙召做圣徒。
The second is that we need to be called and become one of the saints.
圣经里面对圣徒有两个观念，一个是 to be holy, 一个是 you are holy. 就是说你要圣洁，一个是说你已经是圣洁了。
When it comes to holiness, there are two different references or concepts in the scripture. One is that we are holy. The other one is that we need to be holy.
你看那个罗马啊，不，哥林多前书啊，哥林多人啊，他说你们已经是圣徒了，但是你看他们的生活还是一塌糊涂。
We see that in the book of Corinthians, where Paul says you are already believers, but your lives are inconsistent of being one who belongs to God.
在彼得前书第一章就讲说，因为神是圣洁的，所以你们要圣洁。
In the first Peter, it says you must be holy, because God is holy.
当耶稣基督拯救我们的时候啊，他已经代替我们的罪死了，所以神接纳我们就称我们为圣，就是说我们那时候被耶稣洁净了，神在耶稣基督里面已经接纳我们，得到了圣洁的地位。
Anyone who has accepted Jesus Christ as personal Lord and Savior has already received the holiness from God because the Lord Jesus Christ cleansed us from our sins, and it is His righteousness and His holiness that we receive. So in Christ, we are holy.
所以呢，生命进来的神是圣洁的，所以我们已经有圣洁的新生命。
And because the life of God is in us, and the holiness of God is a part of our life.
如果我们是不圣洁的，因为圣经讲说，人非圣洁就没有人能够见神，就没有人能够进到上帝的国里面。Because
the Bible says, without holiness, one cannot see God, and without holiness, one cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
但是我们常常会有软弱啦，等等，那怎么办？
But we are weak, and we fall in our lives, so what should we do?
那个约翰一书就告诉我们啊，神是圣洁，是公义的。我们若认自己的罪，承认我们自己的不义，神就要赦免我们，洗净我们的一切。So
1 John tells us that if we confess our sins and repent of our sins, then God is holy, and He's faithful, and He is righteous, and He will forgive us of our sins in Christ Jesus.
这两点都非常的要紧。
These two aspects are both equally important.
圣洁不是说我们有些人说你做了基督徒就不可以抽烟啊，不可以跳舞啦，不可以打麻将啊，不可以一大堆规矩啊，你不可以做这个，不可以做啊，所以圣洁不是这种观念。So
some people thought that after becoming a Christian, you can't smoke, you can't go dancing, you can't do this, you can't do that. There are just a lot of restrictions that's being placed on someone who considers themselves Christian. But that is how one becomes holy. But that is not the right concept.
我举个例子，你可能就会明白了。I'll
give you an example so you can understand.
有一些人他不是有糖尿病啊，肾脏坏了啊，对不起，如果中间有喜事的人，请原谅我，我不是在说你，不是在歧视你。
An example, if someone who has a kidney issue and has to go get dialysis, if there's anyone here who has to undergo a dialysis, I do apologize. I'm not pinpointing you. I'm using an example here.
你有没有去看过他们在洗肾? 有没有?
Have you seen someone undergoing dialysis?
他们这里有管子啊，这个管子，出来都是什么？都是血，对不对？
They'll have a tube going into the body, one that will leave the body, and what is carried in these tubes is the blood, right?
他血出去以后，然后那个胖虎，然后经过机器，然后又再回到身体里面来。The
blood would be pumped out of the body. It would go through this machine, and it'll be cleaned, and then it'll get pumped back into the body.
所以有人把它称为那个叫做血液透析。And
so some people call that process as dialysis.
江医生对不对?
Is that right, Dr. Chang?
啊，台湾就是这样，血液透析，对不对？
There's another term for it, calling a cleansing of the blood.
因为血需要这样的把它清洁，不然里面它有太多的一些毒素了，会排不出去，就会中毒啊，肾尿毒中毒，它就人就死了，对不对？
Because without the proper function of the kidney, if the blood cannot be used as a filter for the blood, then all the foreign materials and the poison that would be contained in the human body cannot be filtered out, and the person will be poisoned and will die.
圣洁就是血液透析，圣洁就是我们圣徒的生命，那个洁净的血。
To be holy is to have the blood filtered, because to be holy is to be cleansed.
不是说你不要跳舞，不要抽烟，不要。如果我那些外面不做，但是心里还是很多的误会，还是很多的仇恨，还是很多的不饶恕的地方，你就是你的血液没有透析了。Because
even if a person controls the outward behavior, stops smoking, stops dancing, stops all these bad habits that are outward behaviors, but inside the heart and the mind, the thought, it's still filthy, then that is not being holy, because as if the blood had not been filtered and had not been cleansed.
所以圣洁就是我们基督徒赖以生存的那个血液，对不起，有时候台湾人讲国语也会发音不准，血液。 right. OK, 所以说神召我们, 让我们成为圣洁, 就是给我们一个新的血啊, 然后我们天天要血液透析, 啊, 不然的话,
when we are saved by God, we have the blood of Jesus Christ. Unless that blood is being cleansed, then we will be poisoned and we will die one day.
然后他说,如果我们蒙召属耶稣基督,又蒙召做圣徒,那么我们就领受了神的恩惠跟平安。
So if we've received the grace of God, and then we truly can have the peace of God.
恩惠是我们人先得了得救,我们不配得的恩典,我们得着了。Grace
is something that we receive from God, and it is the blessing from God that is unmerited.
平安就是说,神赐给我们的平安是世界上的人拿不走了。The
peace that we receive from God is a true peace that resides deep within our heart that cannot be taken away from anyone in this world.
主耶稣说,世界上有苦难,但是你在我里面有平安。
Jesus says, in this world you will have tribulations, but take heart because I have overcome the world, and in me you will have peace.
神是给我们救恩,
the grace of God is given to us, but we were unworthy of it. And the peace of God that we have from Him is something that we cannot lose.
是因为我们得救了才有这个平安。
But we have this peace because we've been saved.
神给我们最大的平安是他 试炼的时候,他与我们同在,我们将来,我们过世的时候,他给我们有永生,让我们信他的人再复活。The
peace of God for us includes the fact that we can withstand the trials and the sufferings in this world and that His presence will be with us. It also includes when the time comes when we leave this world and we die, that we have a hope that we will enter into heaven and that we will be in His presence.
不但这样,保罗还提醒信徒, 我们基督徒有一个活泼的信仰,是活的。
Paul also reminds the Christians that the faith that we have is a living faith, is an active faith.
所以他讲说,我靠着耶稣基督为你们众人感谢我的神,因为你们的信德传遍了天下。
And that is why he says, in the Lord Jesus Christ, I give thanks to God because of the examples of your faith.
因为我们基督徒活着,做见证,行事为人, 都是靠着耶稣基督。
As Christians, we live our life, what we say and what we do, all of these things as part of our life become the testimony and the stories that we show to those who do not know Christ.
因为我们的救主是活的, 所以我们的信仰是活的。
Because our Lord and Savior is alive, therefore our faith is alive.
所以我们的生活就是在表现我们的信仰。
And so the life that we live is the portrayal of our faith.
所以有些人说,哎,你们信基督教,这个说法是错误的。
So some people say, what do you believe in? Oh, you believe in Christianity. That's actually not the correct portrayal.
我们不是信一个什么教,我们是领受了耶稣的生命之道。
It is not that we believe in one particular religion. In fact, what it is that we have received the truth of life.
我们的信心就是我们的生活,我们的生活就是我们的信仰。
What we believe, the belief that we have, is a result of the life that we have because of our faith in God.
有些宗教说,你看你一天烧几个香,练几个经,去庙里面捐点钱,或者怎么样,你就是信徒了。There
are religions that would consider you as a believer of that religion if you perform some activities, such as go to the temple and offer some incense, or you go to a temple and offer up some prayers, and that because of that regular activity, you are considered as a believer of that religion.
我不是歧视别的宗教,但是我希望你认识真神,认识耶稣基督。I'm
not discriminating against other religions, but my hope is that you would come to know Jesus Christ and that you would come to know, have a true knowledge and a faith in the true God.
我们不是信一个宗教,我们是乃是来认识耶稣基督,领受他给我们的生命。
as men, we do not come to choose God and believe in a religion. What we need to do is come before God and receive the grace and salvation that He has for us.
我们为耶稣做见证的时候，是按着心灵跟真理来做见证。
And when we testify about the faith that we have in God, we testify both with truth and with our lives.
不是只是用我们的口才言语而已。
And it's not merely sharing the gospel with the eloquence of our words.
所以保罗就讲说，你看，你的信心就是你的德性，就是你生命的品质。
And so Paul here tells us that the faith that we live needs to be exemplified through our lives because that is the essence of our lives.
所以你看，圣经它用信跟德放在一起的原理是这样。
And that is why the Bible puts the faith and the practice of that faith together.
最后他提到说，我们的信仰跟我们的跟神的交通，跟弟兄姐妹一起分享神有关系。
Lastly, he talks about how our faith has to do with our responsibility to share the gospel.
所以我们不可以一个人做基督徒。So
as Christians, we cannot be Christians alone.
所以你看第九节保罗说，我在他儿子福音上用心灵所侍奉的神，可以见证我怎么样不住的提到你们，在祷告之间常常恳求神，或者照神的旨意能够得到通达的道路到你们那里去，可以跟你们分享上帝很多很多的恩典。Verses
9 and 10 says, God, whom I serve with my whole heart in preaching the gospel of His Son, is my witness how constantly I remember you in my prayers at all times. And I pray that now, at last, by God's will, the way may be opened for me to come to you so that I may share with you all the things that God has allowed me to experience.
基督徒的聚会是在分享上帝的恩典。
The gathering of Christians really is a gathering of the sharing of our experiences in God, in Christ.
分享说我在失败的时候，神的恩典如何让我再站起来。
We share about how, by God's grace, He strengthened me during my times of failure.
在我没有信心的时候，神的话怎么坚固了我？
How in times where I am faithless, but the word of God will strengthen me.
在我走错路的时候，上帝用什么作为把我打回来？
That when I make a mistake in life, what God uses in life to cause me to turn back from my wrong way.
在我犯错的事情，我觉得最羞愧的时候，神却仍旧让我站起来，成就他荣耀的事工。
When I make mistakes in my own failure and in my own self-loathing, how God still allowed me to turn from that and strengthen me and allow me to still participate in His ministry and to glorify His name.
在我有任何成就的时候，我知道这不是我做的，是上帝的恩典让我成为今天这样的人。
And that when I actually when I have my achievements and accomplishments, how I actually recognize that it is all because of God and all because of His blessing that I'm able to achieve things that I set my heart onto.
所以你看，我们的十字架有两个棍，一横一竖，指的是我们跟神的关系，横的是跟人的关系。
And so the cross that the Christian uses as a symbol of the faith, this also depicts the vertical relationship between man and God and the horizontal relationship between men and our fellow men.
如果你要过一个信心生活，说你有信仰，但是你有 faith 没有 fellowship， 那你的 faith 可能很危险。So
as a Christian, if you say I have faith in God but I do not have fellowship with other believers, then I can tell you that your faith is on dangerous ground.
或是很肤浅。Or
at the least, your faith will be very superficial.
所以最后我提醒每一个，我们是基督徒了。 我们为什么要传神的福音？
And so lastly, I want to remind the Christians here in our midst, why is it that we need to share the gospel?
一开始讲说为什么我们每一个人都需要神的福音？
We begin by saying why we all need the gospel of Christ.
最后我们就说对每一个信徒讲说为什么我们都要来传？
And lastly, to the believers, why we need to address why we need to preach the gospel.
让我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你，你借着保罗传道了20多年，把他一生的精华写在罗马书里面。
Dear God, we thank you because through the 20 some years of ministry that Paul had experienced, that he's able to write them down and to share them with us.
他一生最大的盼望就是希望听到福音的人都能够得救。
And that we can clearly see that one of the greatest and the most important desires of his heart is that people he comes in contact with would be able to receive and come to know the gospel of Jesus Christ.
他常常为了那些抵挡福音的那些犹太人流泪祷告。
Oftentimes, he would be praying with tears in his eyes for the salvation of those who are resisting the gospel.
他向神说，只要他们能够得救，我就是跟耶稣基督分离，我也愿意。
He expressed his heart, saying that even if I have to be separated from Christ, but if by doing so I can bring the salvation to one person, I would be willing.
但愿我们每一个基督徒都有像保罗这样的心。
And may each one of us who belong to God have the same attitude as Paul.
因为保罗他知道深信他所信的是谁。
Because Paul knows very well in whom does he have his hope.
他也深信他交托耶稣基督的，耶稣基督会为他保守，一直到他见主的面的日子。
And he knows that those that has been entrusted to him will be cared for by Christ from until the day he sees his Lord face to face.
他也知道福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的。
He also knows that the gospel is the power of God, able to save all who put their trust in Him.
孩子也为在座的所有福音朋友来祷告。
I would pray for all of us, all our friends, all our gospel friends.
盼望他们有一天快快的打开心，接受耶稣做他们的救主，还有他们一生的主。
Pray that they would open up their heart and that they would receive the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior and also as the Lord of their lives.
让他们不但是属于耶稣基督，也是成为神所爱的圣徒。
So that not only will they become followers of Jesus Christ, they will become saints who are called by God.
也领受了神的恩典跟平安。
And that they may receive truly the peace and the grace of God.
有一天他们也能够成为福音的使者。
That one day they will also become the ambassadors for the gospel.
听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Hear our prayer, and we pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.